当我们在做决定之前，我们一定会先有一些判断。
Before we make decisions, we will often have some judgments.
好，那我们根据我们的观察判断，好，然后我们来做决定。
And according to the different judgment calls we make, we will end up making our decision.
那常常我们用我们所看的来做判断。
And often we will judge things based on what we see.
好，所以到底我们要看什么？我们怎么看？这个就很重要。
And so it's quite important what you will look at and observe.
根据我们所看的，我们来做决定。
And according to what you observe, you will make a decision.
这就是为什么主耶稣会问门徒说，你们要看什么？
And so this is why Jesus would ask his disciples, what did you go out and see?
你如果看错了，你可能就会做错的决定。
If you looked at the wrong things, you may end up making the wrong decision.
好，我们请看马太福音十一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十一章第七节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 7.
他们走的时候，耶稣对众人讲论约翰说：你们从前出到旷野是要看什么呢？要看风吹动的芦苇吗？
Verse 7, as they departed, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind?
当时为什么很多人到旷野去？
Why did many people go out into the wilderness at that time?
因为这个约翰，他很长的时间他都住在旷野。
It's because John actually lived for quite a period in the wilderness.
那他们出到旷野去就是为了要去要去看这个约翰。
And the multitudes would go out to the wilderness to go see John.
第八节，你们出去到底是要看什么？要看穿细软衣服的人吗？穿细软衣服的人是在王宫里。
Verse 8, but what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Indeed, those who wear soft clothing are in king's houses.
那主耶稣再问一次，你们到底要看什么？
And then Jesus asked once more, what did you go out to see?
如果要看那个穿很漂亮衣服的人，不是到旷野，要到王宫去。
If you're going to look for people wearing nice clothes, you shouldn't go to the wilderness. You should go to the houses of kings.
第九节，你们出去究竟是为什么？是要看先知吗？我告诉你们，是的，他比先知大多了。
Verse 9, but what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and more than a prophet.
是的，他们是要看他们是想要看先知。
So yes, they went out to the wilderness to see a prophet.
而且是看一个特定的先知。
And they went out to look to see a certain prophet.
我们请参考《生命记》十八章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 18.
生命记十八章十五节。
Deuteronomy chapter 18 verse 15.
主你的神要从你们弟兄中间给你们兴起一位先知，像我，你们要听从他。
The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your midst, from your brethren. Him you shall hear.
这是神对以色列人的应许。
This is a promise that God gave to the Israelites.
这个摩西即将要离开百姓。
Moses was about to leave the people soon.
摩西对当时的以色列人来讲是一位很伟大的领导者。
And to the Israelites at that time, Moses was a great leader.
摩西带领百姓离开埃及。
Moses brought the people out of Egypt.
摩西带领百姓走这个旷野路。
And he brought them through the wilderness.
本来摩西也要带领他们进入迦南地。
And initially, Moses was also to bring them into the land of Canaan.
但是最后这件事情摩西并没有做到。
But that last step he actually didn't complete.
所以神应许他们说，从你们中间要兴起一位先知，像摩西。
And so God promised them that amongst the people there would come out another prophet like Moses.
所以这常常就是在 受苦当中的以色列人他们的一个盼望。
And so when the Israelites suffered different tribulations, this was a hope that they always held on to.
所以在主耶稣的时代，他们也是一样，盼望着这一位先知。
And so during the time of Jesus Christ, at that time period, the Israelites also had hope that such a prophet would come out.
因为他们是在罗马帝国的统治之下。
Because at that time, they were under the Roman Empire.
他们希望有那一位先知出来，来带领他们。
And they hoped that this promised prophet would come out and lead them.
这就是为什么人们到旷野去。要看约翰。
And so this is why there were many people that went into the wilderness to see John.
因为他们认为约翰就是那一位先知。
Because they believed that John was this foretold prophet.
但是约翰对他们讲，我不是那一个先知。
But John told them, it's not me actually.
那事实上，约翰后来也被抓，被下在监牢里。
And in the end, John himself was captured and put into prison.
所以他们就很失望了。
And so the people were disappointed.
所以主耶稣问他们说，你们到底要看什么？
And so Jesus asked them, what are you going out to see?
你们去看约翰，那你们对他失望。
You went to see John and you became disappointed.
我们再看回马太福音十一章。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十一章第六节。
Chapter 11, verse 6.
第六节，凡不因我跌倒的，就有福了。
And blessed is he who is not offended because of me.
那主耶稣说，那你们看我。
And Jesus told them, why don't you look at me?
那这些犹太人呢？他们看了主耶稣，有很多人他们也是拒绝主耶稣。
And many of the Jewish, when they saw Jesus, they actually rejected him.
那所以主耶稣才会说，不，没有因为我而跌倒的人是有福的。
And so Jesus said that if you're not offended because of me, you're blessed.
那为什么这些很多的这个犹太人他们拒绝耶稣？
So why did so many of the Jewish reject Jesus?
因为他们看错了主耶稣。
Because they didn't properly see Jesus.
那所以呢，主耶稣才会反复的问他们，你们到底要看什么？
And so that's why Jesus in turn asked them, what are you going out to see?
看对了才会做对的选择。
Only if you observe correctly will you make the correct choice.
那所以今天我们要想想看，到底我们要怎么看
？And so today we need to think how should we observe and look.
今天主耶稣我们看不见。
Today we can't physically see Jesus Christ.
除非主耶稣他愿意向你显现。
Unless Jesus Christ is willing to appear before you.
那今天我们可以看到什么
？So what can we see today?
今天我们就是看到教会。
We can see the church.
那圣经说教会就是主耶稣的身体。
And the Bible says that the church is the body of Christ.
所以我们要想想，那我们到底怎么来看教会
？And so we should think about how do we look and look at our church.
那我们来教会到底我们要看什么
？And when we come to church, what are we looking at?
我们几乎每个礼拜六我们都来到这里。
So for most weeks, most Saturdays, we come here to church.
那这里我们称它为教会。
And we call this area our church.
那到底我们来教会我们要看什么
？So what are we looking at when we come here to church?
那我们应该怎么看
？And how should we look at things?
那我们才不会因为看到教会而跌倒。那我好像不因为教会而跌倒的，这是有福的。
Because if you are not offended or if you don't stumble because of the church, then you will be blessed.
那就是我们对教会要看得正确。
And that means we need to see our church in a correct manner.
那首先我们来看，先来知道神到底怎么来看他的教会。
And so first, let's see how God looks at his church.
那这个教会，我们就是神的百姓。
And this, as the church, we are the people of God.
哦，那神怎么来看我们？
And how does God look at us?
神怎么来看他的百姓?
How does God look at his people?
我们先来看旧约圣经出埃及记十二章。
So we can first turn to Exodus in the Old Testament, Exodus chapter 12.
出埃及记十二章。
Exodus chapter 12.
十二章四十一节。
Chapter 12 verse 41.
正满了四百三十年的那一天，主的军队从埃及地出来了。
And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, on that very same day, it came to pass that all the armies of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt.
这里说神的军队从埃及出来了。
Here it says that the armies of the Lord, departed from Egypt.
那如果我们当时在当中
，And so if we were among them at that time.
啊，我们会这样子说吗
？Would we say this?
啊，我想我们会说一群的奴隶从埃及出来了。
Or would we maybe instead, if you're someone at that time, you would say that a group of slaves have left Egypt.
啊，因为事实上人所看到的，这是一群本来在埃及做奴隶的人。
Because to the people of the world, this is a group of people.Of individuals that used to be slaves in Egypt.
从人来看，他们不会在一个晚上就从奴隶变成这个军队。
Yeah. So, to them at that time, these slaves wouldn't be considered an army just overnight.
但是在这里神说，这里是用说神的军队从埃及出来了。
But here it said, called the Israelites the armies of the Lord.
所以。神在看跟人在看，它是不一样的。
So you can see that sometimes what the Lord sees is a different perspective from what other people may be seeing.
在那个时刻，真的是一群的奴隶从埃及出来。
Because at that time it was a great multitude of slaves that left Egypt.
但是神他能够让这一群奴隶以后成为神的军队。
But to God, this group of slaves would be His armies.
人常常只是看到现在。
Usually, people can only see the present.
但是神他不但看到现在，他也看到将来。
But God knows the present and the future.
所以神怎么来看教会
？And so, how does God see our church?
我们请看希伯来书十二章。
We can turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章二十二节。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse
22。二十二节，你们乃是来到锡安山永生神的城邑，是天上的耶路撒冷，在那里有千万的天使。
But you have come to Mount Zion into the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels.
这个是在描写教会。
Here is a description of the church.
神看教会呢，是天上的耶路撒冷。
So to God, the church is the heavenly Jerusalem.
那我们来看这就是在 Konoka Park 的一个建筑物。
So of course, to us, we are in a building in Konoka Park.
那我们所看到的就是你我就是。
And we see each other here quite normally.
但是在神来看，这是天上的耶路撒冷。
But to God, looking down at this church, it's the heavenly Jerusalem.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
有名录在天上诸长者之会所共聚的总会，有审判众人的神和被成全之义人的灵魂。
Verse 23. To the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect.
那在神来看，我们每一个人都是长子。
And so to God, all of us are the firstborn.
那这是长子聚集的地方。
It's a congregation of the firstborn.
我们有些人在家里是的是长子。
And it's true, some of us at home we are also the firstborn.
但是很多人在家里并不是长子。
But many of us are actually not the firstborn at home.
但是在神来看，我们都是长子。
But to God, under God's eyes, we are all the firstborn.
因为我们都是耶稣的宝血。所买的，所救赎的。
because we are all purchased by the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
我们再请看啊，启示录二十一章。
Now let's turn to Revelations chapter 21. Revelations chapter 21, verse 1.
第一节，我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海不再有了。
Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there is no more sea.
在神来看这是一个新天新地。
So to God, this is a new heaven and new earth.
海也不再有了。
There is no longer any oceans.
就是在这里会享有平安。
And so it's a place where it's full of peace.
第二节，我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷，由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇，装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
In verse 2, then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
同样的，神来看，这是天上的耶路撒冷。
So, likewise, to God, this here is the heavenly Jerusalem.
那就像以色列人出埃及的时候，神说这是神的军队。
Like when the Israelites left Egypt,God said that was the armies of God.
在神来看，我们会预备好。
And so to God, He's prepared for us.
我们会像这里所说的，新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
Prepared as a bride adorned for her husband, as recorded here.
第三节，我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他要做他们的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
In verse 3, and I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God.
一般人经过这里就注意看的话知道说这是一个会堂一个教会。
And so usually if people pass by this area, if they pay a little attention, they'll notice there's a church here.
常常经过的人他会知道说这个教会在这里。已经好长一段时间。
And those that pass by often may know that this church has been around for quite some time.
在人来看这是一个建筑物。
And otherwise, to some people, this is a building.
那有时候会有人聚集在这里。
And sometimes people will come in and out of here.
但是呢，这里却是有神同在的，有神的同在。
But actually, this is a place that has God's abidance.
在这里的人都是神的百姓。
As God's presence and everyone here is the people of God.
然后到第九节、第十节呢，这里讲到说，这是这个羔羊的心腹。
And if you go down to verse 9 and 10, you'll see that it says here that this is the lamb's wife.
所以这是神他怎么来看教会。
And so this is how God sees the church.
就是神要同在的地，神所要同在的。
It's a place that God is present.
有神的同在，就会有神的能力。
And because God is here, there's His power is also here.
那这个神会来帮助让这里这些人呢他渐渐的来装饰自己来装饰自己变得非常的整齐。
And God will also help everyone here to slowly prepare themselves to be ready.
那在这里的人都是长子。
And everyone here is a firstborn.
那所以这是神怎么来看这个教会。
And so this is how God sees the church.
那这也是教会将来会达到的一个目标。
And this is all also something that the church will achieve in the future.
那以我们人来看教会，教会的现况是怎样？
And to us people, what does the church look like?
就好像当时的人在看要出埃及的这些以色列人。
So kind of like how back at the in the old days when people saw the Israelites leave Egypt.
或许人看我们并不是那么的完全，那么的漂亮。
And so when people look at us, they won't see that we are so perfect or beautiful.
哦，那这也是真实的。
And this is the reality.
哦，因为圣经里头说，现在是神拯救人的时候。
Because in the Bible it says that now is the time for God to save people or redeem people.
哦，要不断的有人进入教会里头来。
And so continually people will keep entering the church.
哦，那怎样的人进入教会？
And what kind of people enter the church?
好，我们请看马太福音第九章。
We can see this in Matthew chapter 9.
啊，马太福音第九章第九节。
Matthew chapter 9, verse 9.
第九节，耶稣往从那里往前走。看见一个人名叫马太坐在税关上，就对他说：“你跟从我来。”他就起来跟从了耶稣。
As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, "Follow me." So he arose and followed him.
啊，这里在讲主耶稣呼召这个马太。
And so here it records how Jesus called Matthew.
啊，这个马太在当时他是一个收税的人。
At that time, Matthew was a tax collector.
啊，这本来是。以今天来讲，这是一个正当也应该是一个很好的一个职业。
So if you compare it to now, we can say that this is a pretty this is a good job to have.
就好像今天就是在 IRS 里头工作的。
It's like you're working in the IRS right now.
但是在当时犹太人的眼中，这是罪人。
But if you consider the society back then.The tax collectors were considered sinners.
哦，当然有他的原因。
And there were reasons for that too.
但是主耶稣召这个所谓的罪人马太。
But Jesus called this man Matthew, who others may see as a sinner.
第十节。
In verse 10.
耶稣在屋里坐席的时候，有好些税吏和罪人来，与耶稣和他的门徒一同坐席。
Now it happened as Jesus sat at the table in the house, that behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples.
结果因为马太而有更多的这个所谓的税吏、罪人，他们也来到耶稣这里。
And you can see that because of Matthew, other so-called sinners and other tax collectors came and sat down with them.
十一节，法利赛人看见就对耶稣的门徒说，你们的先生为什么和税吏并罪人一同吃饭呢？
And so in verse 11, and when the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?"
就有人认为说，这个耶稣他不应该跟这些罪人在一起。
You can see that there are people that felt that Jesus shouldn't be associating with these sinners.
十二节。
Verse 12.
耶稣听见就说，健康的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。
When Jesus heard that, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick."
这些是罪人，那也是有病的人。
And so you can say that these are sinners. They are people that have a sickness.
他们的生活是不对的，他们生活是有病的。
In their lifestyle, there's things that are not correct. You can say their lifestyle has a sickness.
那所以呢，有病的人就需要医生。
And so people that are sick need a doctor.
这些人需要主耶稣。
And so these sinners, they need Lord Jesus Christ.
十三节，经上说，我喜爱连续，不喜爱祭祀。这句话的意思，你们且去揣摩。我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
And so Jesus said in verse 13, "But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance."
所以谁能够来到主耶稣这里，谁能够进教会。
And so who can come to Jesus' presence? Who can enter the church?
有病的人，罪人，能够来到教会。
It is those who are sick, those who are sinners, they can come to church.
主耶稣也说，劳苦挑重担的人到我这里来。
And Jesus also said, those who are weary and troubled come here.
有困难的人。
Those who have difficulties.
这个被问题所困扰的人，都可以到耶稣这里来。
And those who are burdened by problems, they can all come to the presence of Jesus.
好，我们再看马太福音十二章。
Now let's turn to Matthew chapter 12.
马太福音十二章二十节。
Matthew chapter 12, verse 20.
二十节，压伤的芦苇他不折断，将残的灯火他不吹灭，等他施行公理，叫公理得胜。
A bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench, till he sends forth justice to victory.
在这个人群当中，有些人真的就像这个压伤的芦苇，像这个将残的灯火。
And so among the multitudes of people, there were people, individuals that you can say are like a bruised reed or smoking flax.
在人当中，有些人叫做少数或者是比较软弱的。
And you could say that there were individuals that are weaker.
那他的软弱可能是他的经济上，也可能是他的这种行为上。
You could say they were weaker in their conduct or weaker in a financial sense.
那这样的人，这个主耶稣不轻看。
And these were people that Jesus would not overlook.
也就是说，教会接纳这样的人。
And so you could say Jesus, the church receives people like this.
那我们再看马太福音二十二章。
Now let's turn to Matthew chapter 22.
马太福音二十二章第十节。
Matthew chapter 22 verse 10.
第十节，那些仆人就出去到大路上，凡遇见的，不论善恶，都召集了来，宴席上就坐满了客。
So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all whom they found, both bad and good. And the wedding hall was filled with guests.
那这个是一个比喻。
This is a parable here.
谁能够来到主耶稣这里？
A parable about who can come before Jesus.
这里说所有的人，不论是所谓的好人、不好的人，都可以来。
And here it says that everyone, whether they're bad or good, can come forward.
所以我们想想看，那到底在教会你会看到什么？
And so you can think now about now at church, what or who would you see here?
我们可能看到的是这个有病的人或者是所谓的罪人。
We might see those who are sick or those who are sinners.
我们可能看到一些软弱的人。
You might see the weak.
我们可能看到一些劳苦挑重担的人。
And you might see those that are really burdened by different things.
甚至我们可能看到一些人是坏是所谓的恶人、坏人。
Or you may say there are some who are evil or just bad people.
这个是我们在教会里头会看见，可能看见，甚至是会看见的。
These are all the types of people that you might see and probably will see at church.
那所以主耶稣要问说，你到底要看什么？
And so Jesus Christ asks, what are you going to see?
在现实里头我们所看到的是这些。
And you can say that in the present we see these types of people.
那这当然包括我们自己。
And of course this includes people like ourselves.
有时候我们发现我们是软弱的。
Sometimes we may realize that we have a weakness.
有时候我们发现我们被一些问题来困扰着我们。
Or you may find that you're burdened with different problems.
有时候我们觉得我们很疲惫，我们好像快要熄掉的那个灯火。
And sometimes you may feel very weary, like a light or a fire that's about to be quenched.
这是教会的一个真实的一面。
And this is a true and the reality of what you would see at church.
那神跟我们看的是不一样的。
Well, that's how you would see it in reality, but or in the world. But God sees things a little differently from us.
那我们想想看，那以罪人来讲，那罪人会成为圣人吗？
So if you think about sinners, can sinners become righteous?
这个主耶稣说，在神没有难成的事。
And Jesus Christ said that with God, there is nothing that's difficult.
这也就是神伟大的地方。
And you can say this is one of the great things about God.
哦，那这也是我们应该看见的。
And it's something that we should also see.
是的，眼前啊，我们都是有缺陷的，我们都是软弱的。
True, before our eyes, we may be able to see everyone with weaknesses or deficiencies.
哦，如果只是这样来看的话，啊，我们可能会觉得说，那我去教会做什么？
If this is all you see, then you may think, why am I even here at church to be with people like this?
哦，所以主耶稣才会问说，你们到底要看什么？
And so Jesus would ask, what are you looking at?
啊，那啊，我们来看一个例子哈，请看那个腓利门书。
So let's look at an example. Let's turn to Philemon.
腓利门书哈，只有一章是在这个啊希伯来书的前面。
So Philemon has only one chapter. It's the book right in front of Hebrews.
啊，腓利门书十一节。
Philemon chapter verse 11.
十一节，他从前以啊以你没有益处，但如今以你我都有益处。
So it's a person who once was unprofitable to you, but now is profitable to you and to me.
啊，这个就是一个叫啊，在第十节有提到，他的名字叫阿尼西姆，这一个人的改变。
So this description pertains to the person mentioned in verse 10, Onesimus, a person who has changed.
啊，他本来是一个人家的奴隶。
Before he was someone's slave.
啊，那他很有可能是啊，对主人来讲，他犯了很大的错误。
And it's very possible that he had done something wrong in his master's eyes.
哦，所以他从主人那里逃跑。
And so he ran from that master.
哦，所以对主人来讲，这是一个没有对他没有益处的人。
And so to his former master, this is someone who really is a useless person.
哦，但是后来他也认识了耶稣，他也进了教会。
But later on, he came to know Jesus Christ and joined the church.
哦，那在第十一节，保罗说他以前对你没有益处，但是今天对你我都有益处。
And so in verse 11, you can see Paul says that.Beforehand, he was unprofitable to you, but now he is profitable to you and to me.
哦，那这就是一个改变。
And you can see this transformation.
哦，一个没有对人没有益处的人，成为一个对人对大家有益处的。
Transformation of someone who is, you could say, not useful to anyone, and he's become useful now to everyone.
哦，本来是一个罪人，他现在成为一个圣人。
Before he was a sinner, and now he's a righteous person.
哦，对人来讲有很多不可能的事情。对人有很多是不可能的。
And to people, there are many things that are impossible.
哦，但是在神万事都能。
But before God, everything is possible.
哦，所以罪人他可以成为一个圣人。
So you can see that sinners definitely can become righteous.
哦，但是我们常常还没有看到那个结果。
But often we haven't seen the outcome. We haven't observed the outcome.
好，我们常常看到的是这个人信了耶稣，但是呢，他还并不是那么好。
Often we may see that someone has come to believe in God, but they haven't changed much.
好，那有时候我们只看这样子，我们会失望。
And sometimes if this is all we see, we may become disappointed.
好，那我们会打问号说啊，这个就是教会吗？
And we may ask, is this what church is?
哦，会打一个问号说，这是神的教会吗？
We may ask, is this truly God's church?
哦，那主耶稣说，如果我们这样子的话，我们就看错了。
But you can see that Jesus might say that if this is what we see, we probably have not seen correctly.
好，我们请再看回出埃及记十二章。
We can turn back to Exodus chapter 12.
出埃及记十二章三十七节。
Exodus chapter 12 verse 37。
三十七节，以色列人从南塞起行往苏哥去，除了妇人孩子，步行的男人也有六十万。
Then the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, about 600,000 men on foot, besides children.
这里在记载到底有多少人出埃及
？So here it records roughly how many people had departed from Egypt.
好，三十八节。
Verse 38.
又有许多闲杂人啊，并有羊群、牛群和他们一同上去。
A mixed multitude went up with them also, and flocks and herds, a great deal of livestock.
啊，那除了这以色列人之外，还有一些其他的人也跟着他们。
So you can see, besides the Israelites, there are also a mixed multitude of other people that went with them.
哦，这个啊，这些人混在他们当中。
And these other people were mixed amongst the Israelites.
哦，那这在当时这是一个事实。
And that's just exactly what was recorded and what was observed back then.
哦，那今天在教会里头也会有这样的现象。
And nowadays in the church, we may also see something similar to this.
我们请看马太福音十三章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音十三章三十节。
Matthew chapter 13 verse 30.
三十节说容这两样一起长，等着收割。当收割的时候，我要对收割的人说，先将稗子薅出来。捆成捆，留着烧，唯有麦子要收在仓里。
Verse 30, let both grow together until the harvest. And at the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn.
哦，这是在讲天国的比喻。
This is a parable that's describing heaven.
The kingdom of God.
The kingdom of God.
哦，那这也就是这个 kingdom of God。这个天国 也就指着教会。
And you can say this kingdom of God can describe the church.
好，那在这里神容许这个所谓的麦子跟稗子长在一起。
And here there's a description of wheat and tares grown together.
好，所以我们的观念里头，教会里头都应该是所谓的基督徒。
So in our understanding, we feel that at the church, everyone is a Christian.
哦，就常常我们就想的是那种理想的基督徒啊，所谓的真基督徒。
And we feel that everyone here is a true Christian.
啊，但是事实上，他不是这样子。
But the reality is not so simple.
哦，就像这里所说的，会有麦子，会有稗子。
Like here, it says that there will be the tares as well as the wheat.
好，那我们到底要看什么？
And so, how do we observe this?
好，我们看到的有麦子，有稗子。
We see that there's the wheat and the tares.
好，那我们会可以因为稗子而对教会失望吗？
Because of the tares, would we be disappointed in the church?
好，我们可以因为稗子的存在而我们对主耶稣来怀疑吗？
Would we question church?Question Jesus Christ just because we see the presence of these tares.
好，我们请再看回马太福音十一章。
So let's turn back to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十一章第六节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 6.
啊，第六节，凡不因我跌倒的就有福了。
And blessed is he who is not offended because of me.
啊，当时很多人怎么来看主耶稣？
So how did people see Jesus at that time?
啊，说这是啊，这个约瑟的儿子，啊，他也是一个木匠。
They saw that he was the son of Joseph, also a carpenter.
啊，所以呢，他们就弃绝主耶稣。
And so they would almost look down or overlook him.
哦，那就因为这样来看主耶稣，这些人就跌倒了。
And because that's how they saw Jesus, they you say they stumbled.
好，那如果不会因为这样而跌倒的就有福了。
But if there are people who can see this but not stumble, then they are blessed.
哦，那所以这是给我们很好的提醒。
And so this is a good reminder for us.
哦，我们到底来到教会，我们要看什么
？When we come to church, what are we? How do we see things?
哦，我们要看到很多很完全的人。
Do we want to come see people that are all perfect?
啊，其实常常教会里头圣人并不多。
But actually, in reality, within church, often there are not that many truly righteous people.
哦，现在我们常常看到的是 弟兄姐妹，包括我自己，我们还有很多的很多的软弱跟不完全的地方。
Instead, what you might see is lots of brothers and sisters, including myself, who have weaknesses and things that need to be improved.
当然，我们希望来到教会，我们看到的是很有爱心、很热心。
Of course, when we come to church, we hope to see everyone loving and full of fervor.
是很很虔诚的是很高尚的。
Very fervent and righteous and well behaved.
对但是呢，事实上有时候并不是这样子。
But in reality, sometimes it's not.Perfect like this.
那到底我们应当怎么看
？And so how do we observe such a thing?
首先我们要确定的就是，这些人都是被主耶稣的宝血所买的。
Okay, so the first thing we need to be certain about is that these are all people that have been purchased by the precious blood of Christ.
我们应该看到的是，在这里有真理，有圣灵。
And we need to see that here we have the truth in the Holy Spirit.
我们很努力的来学习圣经，照着圣经的教导来做。
And together we spend effort to learn the truth and try our best to follow it.
那我们传讲圣经的道理。
And we try to spread and share the truth in the Bible.
那在这里我们可以这个看到圣灵的同在，我们可以领受圣灵。
And here we can see the abidance of the Holy Spirit and see the Holy Spirit come down and be received.
那再来，我们不是看别人，我们要看自己。
And beyond that, we should be observing ourselves.
我们请看罗马书十四章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 14.
罗马书十四章。第四节
Romans chapter 14 verse 4
第四节你是谁竟论断别人的仆人呢他或站住或跌倒自有他的主人而且他也必站住因为主能够使他站住
Who are you to judge another's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand.
别人他们都是跟我们一样是属于主耶稣的
So everyone, you can say like us, belongs to Jesus Christ.
所以他有他的主人，我们不是他的主人。
And so they have their own master. We are not their master.
我们要看的是看我们自己。
So we must be observing ourselves.
看我们自己的什么
？And what do we see about ourselves?
我们请看马太福音二十二章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 22.
马太福音二十二章十一节
Matthew chapter 22 verse 11
十一节王进来观看宾客见那里有一个没有穿礼服的
But when the king came in to see the guests he saw a man there who did not have on a wedding garment
十二节就对他说朋友你到这里来怎么不穿礼服呢那人无言可答
So he said to verse 12 So he said to him friend how did you come in here without a wedding garment and he was speechless
我们要看我们自己有没有穿礼服。
So we need to check ourselves. Are we wearing a wedding garment?
神的能力就是让我们从罪人变成圣人。
So God is able to help us to transform from a sinner to a righteous person.
那这是一个过程。
And this is a process.
我们要看的是我们有没有在这个过程里头。
And we need to check ourselves and observe whether weOurselves are in this process.
我们要看自己有没有靠着神的恩惠，我们越来越好。
Are we ourselves relying on God's grace to be improved?
那我们真的看自己有没有越来越像主，越像主耶稣的样式。
And we need to check ourselves. Are we becoming more and more like the image of Jesus Christ?
所以不要只是去看别人。要多多看自己。
And so, don't just observe other people, but look at yourself.
我们看别人的目的不是要挑他的毛病，而是要欣赏他的优点。
When we observe others, the point is not to figure out their deficiencies and weaknesses, but rather to appreciate what strengths they have.
那是的，我们也会看到别人的缺点。
And true, you may also notice the other people's weaknesses.
那两件事情我们要做。
But there are two things that we should do.
我有没有同样的缺点？
First, to check whether we ourselves have the same weakness.
第二个，为他祷告。
And second, pray for the person.
那别人也为我们的缺点来祷告。
And in the same way, others may notice your own problems and pray for you.
那这样我们就一起在进步。
And in this way, we can all improve together.
最后我们请看启示录第七章。
Finally, let's turn to Revelation chapter 7.
启示录第七章。第七章十三节。
Revelation chapter 7, verse 13.
十三节，长老中有一个问我说：“这些穿白衣的是谁？是从哪里来的？”
Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, "Who are these arrayed in white robes, and where did they come from?"
十四节，他就对我说：“主啊，你知道，他向我说，这些人是从大患难中出来的，曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了。”
Verse 14, and I said to him, "Sir, you know." So he said to me, "These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb."
所以今天我们都是用主耶稣的宝血把我们的衣裳洗白净了。
And so today, all of us have through the blood of the Lamb washed our robes to be white and clean.
那我们应该来追求过着怎样的生活？
And so we need to pursue the appropriate life after lifestyle after this.
十五节，所以他们在神的宝座前昼夜在他殿中侍奉他，坐宝座的要用帐幕来护庇他们。
So in verse 15 it says, "Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, and he who sits on the throne will dwell among them."
所以我们要去努力的就是这个宝座要成为我们的中心。
So we need to work hard to have this throne be the center,
our center,
the center of our life.
所以我们要看的是我们生活的中心是什么。
And so what we should be looking at and observing is figuring out what is the center of our life.
我们在家里，我们来到教会，我们的中心是什么？
When we're at home and when we come to church, what does our life revolve around?
好，那十六节。
Verse 16.
他们不再饥，不再渴，日头和炎热也不伤害他们。
They shall neither hunger anymore nor thirst anymore. The sun shall not strike them nor any heat.
我们是不是拥有这样的生活？
Do we have this kind of life?
那就要决定于基督是不是我们的中心。
And this can help us know whether Christ is the center of our life.
十七节，因为坐宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命的水泉旁，神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪。
Verse 17, for the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of waters, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
如果我们所看的是正确的，
so if what we see is true,
我们看
correct,
我们看着主耶稣，
and what we are looking at is Jesus Christ,
主耶稣成为我们的中心，
and Jesus Christ becomes the center of our life.
不论我们是在教会，在家里，在学校，主耶稣是我们的中心。
So that no matter where we are, at home, church, or school, Jesus Christ is the center of our life.
那我们就拥有这里所描述的生活。
And we will be able to have the life described here.
所以我们到底要看什么？
So what should we go out and see?
这是我们应该看的。
This is what we should be looking at.
不但是看，而且是应该拥有。
And not just look at, but also obtain and receive.
那我们到底有没有看见，有没有拥有这里所描写的？
And so have we looked at and received what's what's described here.
还是仍然像耶稣那个时代的那些犹太人，他们看错了。
Are we still like the Jewish at the time of Jesus Christ who observed wrong?
我们一起唱诗492首。
Let's sing a hymn together, 492.